All right, visiting with Pleasantville head football coach Matt Jorth. You know, Coach Jorth, obviously probably not the way you guys wanted to start out the season tonight at home against Interstate 35, but can you just walk me through a little bit of, you know, what happened tonight and, you know, a little bit of your initial evaluations?
Yeah, and first off, definitely whenever you lose, you don't want that to happen. I think overall we're going to really focus on keeping that in perspective and using it as a great opportunity to get better and grow and make the changes we need to, because it was evident tonight. I didn't do a good enough job making sure we were ready to play that football game, so I'm going to make sure I do a better job this week, helping our guys be prepared and being disciplined and being ready to execute at a high level. So I-35, they came out and really played tough. They were physical, they were feisty, they were aggressive, and they did a good job making the plays that they needed to make and when they were there to be made. And they attacked us a lot on defense, blitzing and putting pressure up front on our offense, and we just didn't quite make enough plays to be able to execute at a high enough level to get the victory. So we're going to work on that. We're going to learn from that, and we're going to move forward with a better level of execution for next week.
How do you feel that Braylon looked tonight, you know, when he's starting his first full season as starting quarterback?
You know, the thing I was most proud about Braylon about is he led the team really, really well. You face adversity in any football game, and we had a lot of it tonight. We had kind of our backs against the wall a bunch, but he was continually encouraging his teammates, being really positive, keeping them focused on doing their best and doing everything we can to keep trying to win the football game. So I was really proud of that. Obviously, from a playmaking standpoint, he's a phenomenal athlete, and he made a lot of good plays. And when he watched the tape, he'll see a couple things he needs to do better, but we all do, and we always every player does have that no matter what the game. So overall, he did a real nice job, and I'm looking forward to how he continues to take this team in the next direction, or in the positive direction, next game.
Well, Coach Jorth, we talked before the season, too, you know, of how you were going to replace the production of Caleb Cook, who has since graduated in the running game. You know, what did you kind of do tonight to try to add some yards on the ground?
Well, I think we have three really good running backs. I think they all played really well tonight. Owen Rule and J.J. Phillips and Zane Molinex all did a nice job. Our offensive line is very young, and they've been coming together really well and working hard. And I think just with a lot of pressure up front, we had our challenges tonight, and we're going to grow from it and get better. So it's a team effort whenever you try to replace someone like a Caleb Cook. I think the backs we got are going to be very good, and I think our line is going to do a good job coming together and growing from this as well. So we'll get there. It just takes a little bit of time to get them going.
Yeah, overall, defensively on the side of football, you know, you guys, especially if you look at the last three games you guys played last year, not to look at last season, but you guys were dominant defensively. You know, do you feel that you had some sort of spark on defense tonight at all?
I think we did things really well at times. I think at times we kind of lost sight of our job. We got our eyes in the wrong place, and against a wing T team that is run well, which I-35 did a real nice job of running their offense. You know, if you're not keeping very disciplined, watching what you're supposed to watch to take you to the ball, you can lose sight of that and they can make you pay. So at times we were a little undisciplined with our eyes and not getting to the right spot. And at times we really were aggressive flying around and making plays. So we just got to replace some of those hiccups and those moments where we lose sight of what we're supposed to do and replace them with more of the plays where we did a nice job. And we will. We'll come along and get better at that as we keep getting more experience and we watch some tape and learn and grow from it. So there's some really encouraging things to grow from and just some things we got to work on doing a little bit better.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up, you know, you guys will face off against Woodward Granger next Friday. They had a surprising win over Madrid tonight. What do you kind of got to do to prepare for the Hawks?
Well, we haven't really had a chance to watch tape of them yet. We know they're going to be a good football team. They got a lot of good pieces coming back from a playoff team last year. They're physical, they're aggressive, they got some athletes. So we just got to make sure we do our homework. We prepare well for whatever they're trying to do against us, both offensively and defensively, and make sure that we take the preparation phase over the course of the week very, very seriously and stay together as a football team and make sure we're ready to go with our best version of ourselves on Friday night.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, you know, best of luck next Friday when you guys face off against Woodward Granger.
Thanks. Appreciate it.